Das Lied von der Erde is one of the great masterworks of the repertoire. We could easily, and I would be happy to do this, spend all of our 8 Mahler lectures just doing an overview of this incredible piece. At no point in my teaching company biographies have I felt a greater sense of disservice to both a composer and to you, my listeners, than now, at this moment, as we approach Das Lied. Bear with this brief exposition, please, which we begin now and will continue into Lecture 8, and feel my pain, as I feel yours, at having to move so quickly through this amazing piece of music. Das Lied von der Erde is a symphonic song cycle consisting of 6 songs for alto and tenor voice and orchestra. I should explain that the alto and tenor never sing together. Each voice is given different movements, 3 to each. The alto represents the feminine in all of us, the tenor, the masculine in all of us. Mahler purposely chose voices in the central range of the vocal compass, not too high and not too low, so that we do not have to identify sexually with the voices, but rather we can identify spiritually with them, those complementary parts of each of our personalities. The songs are arranged to create a progressive drama. Now, Mahler fully conceived of Das Lied as a symphony, and if time permitted, we would examine the structural workings of these songs and their parallels and analogs in the movements of a fully instrumental symphony. Indeed, Mahler had originally intended to call Das Lied von der Erde Symphony No. 9, but having contemplated that Beethoven, Schubert, Bruckner, and Dvorak all died either during or soon after the composition of their 9th symphonies, he decided not to tempt fate any more than necessary. Alma recalled, quote, "At first he wrote Das Lied von der Erde as the 9th, but then he crossed the number out. When later he was writing his next symphony, which he called the 9th, he said to me, 'Actually, of course, it's the 10th, because Das Lied is the 9th.' Finally, when he was composing the 10th, he said, 'Now the danger is past.' And yet he did not live to see Das Lied von der Erde or the 9th performed or to finish the 10th. It was a superstition of Mahler's that no great writer of symphonies got beyond the 9th, and in this way he thought he could cheat death," unquote. The 6 songs of Das Lied von der Erde are about loss, grief, memory, disintegration, and ultimately transfiguration. Song 1, entitled "The Drinking Song of the Sorrow of the Earth," is a toast offered during the course of some sort of dinner or drinking party. The song, the toast, runs the gamut of emotions from convivial joy to abject grief. The text of the first of the 4 verses goes like this. "The wine beckons from the golden goblet, but don't yet drink. First, I'll sing you a song. The song of sorrow shall burst out laughing in your soul. When sorrow draws close, the gardens of the soul lay wasted. Both joy and song wither and die. Life is full of sadness, and so is death." End of first verse. Oh my goodness, there's so much to point out. The song starts with almost manic energy. The urgent, rather loose-tongued tone of these lines suggests that the speaker has already had a few drinks, perhaps even a few too many. By the 3rd and 4th lines, "The song of sorrow shall burst out laughing in your soul," we realize that this is not to be an ordinary toast. No, we are being told in language both bitter and ironic that we must laugh through our pain. The mood of the speaker continues to spiral downwards in lines 5 through 7. "When sorrow draws close, the gardens of the soul lay wasted. Both joy and song wither and die." This wasted garden is a metaphor for death that will pervade the entire cycle. We ask, as the speaker's mood spirals downward, what has wasted his garden, his soul? Finally, the last chilling line, "Life is full of sadness, and so is death." Colloquially, and please do excuse me, life's a bitch and then you die. please. Verse 1, song 1, Mahler, Das Lied von der Erde.